Holy bonkos, kids, look out. The Keep It Moving Tour is adding new dates.
Ooh-wee.
We're coming to a city near you. Come and see us, some stand-up, and we play AYG at the end of the show with the crowd. We answer your garbage questions. We've got some trash so far, but I know there's deeper garbage out there around the country.
Oh, yeah.
So come on out and see us. Kippy, tell them what they need to know.
Oh, baby, we're all over the place. Tejas, baby.
Uh-oh.
September 21st will be in San Antonio, Texas.
Yes.
September 22nd will be in Houston, Texas. September 23rd through the 25th, Austin, Texas, for the Moon Tower Comedy Festival.
Look out.
And I ain't done yet. August 26th will be at Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas.
What?
Then we're bringing it back to Long Island, baby.
What?
In September 30th. And then we're coming home. The chickens are coming home to roost, baby. October 27th, we're going to be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and then back down to Tejas, November 5th through the 7th for Skankfest South. Get those tickets.
Yeah.
The link will be in the description.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Sure is.
It's a little show. We sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they grew up to be classy or if they're just a big old piece of trash.
Oh, yeah.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're down here at Aunt Tootie's basement. She's all excited for the Eagles. For the Eagles coming up this season.
The birds.
A little bit of a problem.
What's that?
She didn't realize about the quarterback switch. She got a Carson Wentz tattoo the other day. She did.
That might be the first one that actually got me. Fucking 74 episodes in, you finally got me.
My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of Are You Garbage. He's an international businessman. He is not to be trifled with in the boardroom. I can tell you that.
Or the bedroom.
Do me a favor. Give me a nice big round of applause for Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
Hey, gang. Happy to be here. As always, thanks for tuning in. Please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. And as you know, those numbers are...
True to roof.
True the fucking roof, baby. And then I would be an asshole if I didn't bring up that wonderful website, www.patreon.com/areyougarbage. Cooking over there, baby.
Woo!
Cooking. Those numbers are true to roof through the atmosphere, baby. You can sign up. You get bonus episodes of AYG, episodes of Hard Feelings. There's a whole nother pod we do. Live streams with our top tier guests. It's a fucking good time. Get involved.
Yes, sir. And how about a nice quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the Magic Man. Makes us all look good. Give it up for T-Bone McMuffin, Toby McMullen.
What's up, dudes?
Hey, T-Bone.
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here. We got a real car guy in here. He's going to find out I don't have a license. He's going to lose all respect for me.
I'll tell you what we got. We got a little fucking star power in here today. Let me tell you this. Gang, we could not be more excited to have our incredibly, and I mean incredibly special guest here with us today for the first time in studio.
Mm-hmm.
He is an extremely funny, extremely successful stand-up
guy's
comedian,
got a rap sheet on.
Actor, and podcaster. Do yourself a favor. As I read off these credits, pour yourself a cup of coffee and make it a large, because it's going to take a minute. Now, this isn't even all of them. That's the crazy thing. We're going to go through them. Ready? Caroline in the City. All right, 19 episodes of The Job, Law & Order, King of Queens, 3 different episodes, 3 different characters, no big deal.
Very versatile.
Definitely Maybe, Paul Blart, Mall Cop, smash hit.
Blockbuster.
Ugly Betty, here we go. 50 episodes of the FX hit, Rescue Me. On top of that, 20 episodes.
What's that?
Nurse Jackie.
Jesus.
20 eps. Kevin Can Wait. Criminal Minds, NCIS, Little Italy. Now we go to the stand-up portion of the credits. We got The Late Show with James Corden.
Heard
Premium Blend.
What?
Late Show with David Letterman. He's got his own Comedy Central Presents. The Rosie O'Donnell Show. The Late Show with Craig Ferguson.
How far back are you going?
Went to the Smithsonian for this one.
Jesus. The Sears Portrait Studio. He's done many, many talkies.
The Late Show with Craig Ferguson, Rachel Ray, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, WTF with Mark Maron, Hell's Kitchen, 67 episodes Ooh. Of Top Gear USA. He has an amazing special out called Funny as Hell, and of course the Adam Ferrara podcast. But the big question in everybody's mind today, is he garbage? If he is, you can write a check and get out of it in 2 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mr. Adam Ferrara. Oh, holy shit!
Jesus. Thank you so much.
God damn!
Wow. You think there'd be more money. You really would.
That's it's so funny because you talked to us when you were like, oh, have you done it? We haven't done anything.
Oh, you.
And then we got, I look at this, I'm, holy shit.
Stop it, but you
I thought you were reading TV guides.
You guys are killing it.
You thank
guys,
you, buddy.
I heard the numbers are true to roof.
I can't confirm more than yes. I.
No, you guys are, first of all, I am honored to be here. I'm a big fan of the show,
thank
as you know, because I've had both of you guys
yes,
on
thank
my
you.
Show
great podcast.
Separately and really enjoy. And Toby, I'm going to have you on. I heard there's no driver's license, so we'll have to send a car. But yeah, you guys, I'm really honored to be here. You're doing a great job, and I really enjoyed it.
Appreciate
and like
that,
I said,
man.
When you were on my show, I got a lot of comments about the commonality of everything.
Oh, that's
appreciate
awesome.
That.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it was a good time.
This is so old school, man. You're an OG. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's fun. It's nice to do that. You know, do that. We talked because you were theater school. Right?
Yeah,
I mean acting and stuff.
Yeah.
So you know, it's like now you can't just be a stand up. You got to be a podcast.
You got to be doing. You got to do everything.
Great. Now I'm a fucking Renaissance man. I got to come up. I got to come up with a flying machine. I want Da Vinci to go to my Patreon and make a shit fly.
Did we mention the vegan bakery that he has downtown in L.A., folks? What is the origin story of Adam Ferrara?
Queens kid,
I know you're
right?
a Queens,
Queens
kid.
Yeah. I was born in Hillcrest in Jamaica, and we moved out. My father was in the plumbing business.
Okay.
My grandfather and
that's right.
His
we talked
father.
About this on yours. But yeah, same
Italian.
With us.
Yeah. No, assume, Dutch. Listen to my accent. Yeah, Italians and my uncle and my father worked for my grandfather in plumbing business in Queens.
Okay.
The neighborhood was changing. And my father says, we're getting the hell out of here. Uh-huh. We're going out to the island.
Okay.
I was a baby, boys. I don't even remember.
That was it. Everybody, the island.
Yeah, and the island just meant, you know, wah, you know, it's just like tumbleweeds and shit. There was nothing.
The original suburb.
Yeah, so we moved out. They bought the house. And I think we talked about this. My father actually built the house.
That's crazy.
What?
Yeah, well, he modified it. And he didn't go to school for this stuff. They were just self-taught guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And your dad, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So one day I came home, and my father, off school, is in a bulldozer. He's We had a corner lot, and he's cutting a circular driveway.
I remember this. That's the most Italian shit I've ever heard in my life. You're cutting your own circuit.
Yeah.
Italians don't like the reverse. They like
we're going to put the fountain, Kippy. We're going to put the fountain.
You need a couple of lion statues and shit.
So he's on a bulldozer. And I said, Pop, how did you learn how to do this? I rented it. This is what we're doing today. And he cut the circular driveway.
Dude,
he would just
awesome.
Do it, man. That's the thing that amazes me. There was no fear. There was nothing. There was just
oh,
do.
No.
You
know?
Oh,
they just did it, dude.
I can't even hang blinds in my apartment.
Yeah.
We talk about that all the time, the difference in generations of like, you know, with us, how not men we are compared to like our parents and grandparents.
Yeah.
So who came over? Was it?
Here's what I think. I think my nonna, which is my great grandmother on my mother's side, I think was from the old country. She didn't speak English. She had two teeth, and we're pretty sure she was a cocaine addict.
Because she had, sounds like a nice lady.
Yeah. Oh, she was. She cooked for you all day because she didn't sleep.
Oh, of course.
She was.
There's something about older like grandmothers when they hit like 80. They just never sleep.
They're up.
They're just up.
I think she was chemically enhanced.
Yeah, sure.
She had, remember the snuff that they would?
Yeah,
tobacco?
Yeah.
So she would send my grandfather, who drove a fruit truck in Queens, down to the docks to pick up this snuff. I'm like, why don't you go to fucking Starbucks?
To
the docks. And she came back and got, and when she didn't get it, she was angry. Kind of figured she was up, and the teeth were gone. So she had meth mouth. Yeah.
Meth mouth in the 20s.
Yeah. All hopped up on crank.
Talk about an OG. I like it.
So that was my mother's side of the family. So I think my mother's mother was born here.
Okay.
My father's family was here for a little bit longer than
And that. So his father had a successful plumbing business.
Yeah, a little plumbing business in Queens.
And then
my uncle Louis and my father worked for him. But my father wanted to be like creative and stuff. You know, it's like he just didn't want to do the plumbing.
He
wanted to do like kitchens and bathrooms, and that's how we designed stuff. And let's be honest, boys, I can do plumbing. I can't do it well.
Yeah, I know.
But
shit
don't go uphill. There, now you know it.
Yeah.
So, I couldn't do any of that shit.
Now?
No, I'm terrible with that stuff.
Well, you worked for your dad.
Yeah, plumbing. It depends what you're doing. I mean, if it's like PVC or whatever, yeah.
It's sure. Plastic.
That's a, yeah, they call it throw and go. You just like glue and fucking primer, and that's it.
I know how to pee on the floor. That's the best I can do.
I was mainly the digging guy. They were like, here, dig this hole 6 feet.
Oh, I was the cement guy.
And then we'll
guy.
Come in and do work for 20 minutes, and then you fill it back in.
Yeah, I was the rip-out guy because you can't really break anything.
No, sure. Course, yeah.
And I load in the trucks, and then I would when I got my license, was great because I could drive, so I could go and run shit back and forth to the job. This is how, I think we talked about
we
it
We did,
my
yeah.
Show.
That was my dream. When I was like 14, I was like, wait till I get my license. Yeah. I'll be driving that pickup truck,
running,
making
10 this,
bucks
running,
an hour.
That.
That's $400 in my pocket.
Go get lunch.
This is how garbage we were. We had a 70 Coupe DeVille. My mother had a Cadillac. And she flicked a cigarette out the window. We thought she flicked a cigarette out the window. Came around the back, this Benson and Hedges, landed in the back seat. We wake up the next day, and there's smoke just coming out of the back. It was in the back seat of the car. It's like black smoke. Like, oh, we have a Pope. Right? So, coming out of the car. And so my father ripped the back seat out. And we figured we can get lengths of pipe in it, a half-inch copper pipe.
Yeah,
you always
had
to run those lengths to jobs, right? Mm-hmm. So we could get them in the trunk going through the cutout.
Because now
the
there's no seat. It goes right up to the dashboard.
It goes right
out of the car
into
a pickup truck.
Yeah. That's what we did. Mm-hmm. And I took my driver's test in that car. There was tools in it.
With three lengths of copper, too.
Yeah. The guy sitting in the car like this. My father told me before I went up there, he goes, don't slam on the brakes because the torch is going to hit you in the back of the head. And they'll probably fail you.
I got a new turlet seat in there. Don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
All right. So we're in Long Island.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters?
Two brothers. They're both in the restaurant business. So
nice. Older, younger?
I'm the oldest. The two younger brothers.
How young are we talking?
A year and a half and 5 years.
All right. So you three are just the animals together, right?
Yeah,
you're close enough.
What happened in our house was because of the restaurant business and being a stand-up, at midnight, there's a pot of sauce on, there's neighbors that come over. So our house was the house to be in.
Okay.
So at night, the house would come alive. So everybody would come over. So it was a nice way to grow up because you had all the family. Mm-hmm. You know,
a lot of shit going on.
Yeah. It was always something going on in the house. It was always food.
Mm-hmm.
There was always a game on.
Mm-hmm.
There was always someone sleeping on the couch. And as soon as you turn the channel, I'm watching
that.
Yeah,
yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So you guys had, you said your Uncle Louis, so you had extended family all around you. Did they move out to the burbs as well?
Yeah, they were out. My Uncle Frank, my godfather, was in Hicksville on Long Island.
Okay.
We all came out to Long Island.
Everybody packed up and moved to the island.
And Christmas was great because my father was the youngest, so all the older cousins came over. There were always people in the house. My Uncle Frank worked for United Airlines, and they were throwing out, they had a 14-foot Christmas tree. In the
the hall,
the JFK, in the terminal.
The terminal.
Wait a minute.
It was white.
Italians, I've always been on record. Italians love a white Christmas tree.
Hold on, they do. Did he take the Christmas tree?
Oh, yeah.
And put it in his house?
Oh no, he put the top half in his house.
Oh my God.
Bottom half of his cousins.
No, bottom half in our house. So yeah, we got the bottom half.
So you had a half
a Christmas hedge because it didn't come to a point.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we had a white Jesus Christmas
split
hedge.
Split a Christmas tree?
Yeah, split a Christmas tree.
Split a free Christmas tree that he stole from JFK, I'm pretty sure.
Red bows. It was the most Gindaloon fucking thing.
I love that word, Gindaloon.
Scorsese would walk in my house and go, too much.
It's too much. Yeah, it's too on the nose. It's too on the nose.
No one's going to believe it. It's too much.
Bring it
Tomatoes
down.
Tomatoes are hanging instead of lights.
Cheese. Salami and cheese are hanging. Santa's coming. Make him a panini.
But your dad, I assume your dad did well. You guys grew up pretty good,
right?
Yeah,
we grew up pretty good. We didn't want for anything, or we didn't, you know, we didn't know we didn't have. Does that make sense?
Sure.
You don't know have. And then he always listened. He would yell a lot of fucking yelling.
Mm-hmm.
Most plumbers are like that.
Yeah, a lot of yelling and a lot of work ethic, but he would always take the time to try and teach you something and then give you a chore. You know, he'd be like, listen, you listen to somebody else. You made someone else's fucking mistake, and now you got to pay for it, all right? That's what you do, and then after it's over, you move on and don't do it again.
There you go.
And take out the garbage.
Now you go cut the grass. Yeah.
Did he want you, when did your brothers get into the restaurant business, and did your dad want you guys to follow in the family business?
Yeah, here's the thing that happened. I think my father was always disappointed nobody went into his business, because it was a good business.
Yeah.
You know, it was made money. But I don't have the mechanical ability. You know, we talked about it, too.
Yeah,
I love cars. I got my love of cars from my dad because he could fix anything. Mm. So one day, I'm working on the car. right? He's standing in the doorway smoking a Lucky, just looking at me. I can feel him.
No filter?
No filter. The filter's banned for your phone.
Yeah.
There's chemicals. See, they don't want you to know
there's
that.
Chemicals and shit.
Yeah. That's where they put the chemicals.
Yeah, this is natural. Indians grow this.
Jesus.
So he's sitting there smoking a Lucky, and there's wrenches are falling, you know, blood spurting, oil's dripping. My father came over, took a drag of his cigarette, he put his hand on my shoulder. He said, son, look, you're going to have to get a job, and you're going to have to work at something the rest of your life. This ain't it.
It ain't it. Yeah. So, learn how to type or something, yeah. Buddy.
So I'm crushed. So I'm still to this day couldn't be like my dad. Cut to, I get out of school. He sent me to school. He says, you're going to college.
Where'd you go?
Marist College in Poughkeepsie.
Marist. I don't know that.
Yeah.
Were you a good
tuition.
Student?
No. I got out doing the ballerina. I got out doing a tutu, baby. That was it.
Yeah.
Just out. I wasn't staying any longer than I had to, but I was just. I came home every weekend and worked. I worked at the Walt Whitman Fence Company. I drove a forklift and made deliveries. So he came to see me do stand up when I got out of college.
So you didn't start stand up until you got out of college?
I got out of college. And
did
went
4 years?
Did 4 years, yeah.
Did 4 years, get out of college?
I did 4 years. Yeah. I got out.
Yeah. That's literally his understanding of. He did all 4 years.
He
did
all 4 years, huh?
Yeah, holy shit. Look at the brain on him.
Jesus.
That's impressive for me, man.
Yeah.
I made it about 18 months.
Yeah.
That was 2 summers in there, too, by the way.
But when I got out, he came to see me do stand up for the first time.
Okay.
Because I made the mistake of telling my mother. My mother is the original Twitter. It just goes all over the friggin' neighborhood.
Sure, yeah.
So I told her
that's how those old timers are. Yeah. It goes.
They all came out to the club, and I did. I had material, but you know, I had a cousin say, "Hey, be funny," and I just made fun of him for 5 minutes. And before you know it, it's over.
Yeah.
So my father saw me do that. I walked to the shop the next day because I had to go to work. He looked at me. Never looked at me like that before. And I said, "I want to give this a try, Pop." And again, with the Lucky, you do it now. Because you do it now before your life gets complicated.
Damn, smart. That's a wise fucking statement.
Yeah. Old school.
Yeah, and then he threatens you. You better give it everything you got.
Sure, yeah.
Don't embarrass me.
Otherwise, now go cut the grass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every life lesson ends with that. Yeah. Even when you're 40, it's like, now go cut the grass.
Yeah, that's it.
Now go find my
dad, I live in Hollywood. Go cut the grass.
So, you got grass there.
You know, there's grass out there. I've seen the movies.
If you get older, like the problems get more complex.
Sure.
And the advice gets short and the chores get bigger. Mm-hmm. Like, she's pregnant. I don't love her, but I want to do the right thing. Shit happens. Tar the roof.
Tar the roof. Paint the garage. You'll feel better. You'll be all right. And that was it. And then from there, you were on your way.
Yeah, I did my first open mic. And you know what saved me or what allowed me to work more in comedy? I had a car.
Yeah, that's big. That's,
I had a car.
Yeah.
I was on Long Island.
What are we talking? What year are we talking about?
My first time was July 13th, 1988, East Side Comedy Club, Wednesday night.
Man,
Wednesday
that's
night
fucking
special, baby.
Old school.
Yeah, that's it, baby. I was like, because that's the first time I ever felt like, okay, I belong here.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know when you hit a golf ball right?
Yeah, sure.
Like, I was like, all right, something just happened.
Sure, yeah, of course.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So I had a car and I had a work ethic. So I would hustle. I would pick up the comics when the improv was open.
Uh-huh.
I would pick up the comics here and we'd drive to these shitty gigs in Connecticut. These bar gigs.
Yeah.
I love when I got a gig and it said comedy club. I'm like, oh, they know what's coming.
Yeah,
I'm not annoying
them.
Yeah,
it's not going to be a fucking sneak attack.
Yeah.
Hey, surprise. We're turning the game off. Comedy show.
Yeah. Oh,
what the
man.
Fuck?
I did it one time. Me and Chris Cotton did a show in front of an Eagles playoff game on a projector in between commercials.
Oh, my God.
In Jersey.
I did one at a bowling alley next to the Papa Shot basketball.
You can't compete with Papa Shot. I don't care who you are.
You're a funny guy, but I love a good Papa Shot.
They didn't turn it off.
Of course.
I'm there like, dogs are funny. 3-pointers, Frankie.
Frankie, I got a 27. This guy's all right.
Yeah.
Who are we rolling around with around this time?
This time, there was a little community on Long Island. Excuse me. It was me, Kevin James.
Right.
Gary Valentine.
Okay.
Rock Rubin, who was the executive producer of Kevin Can Wait.
Okay.
And King of Queens. So those were the four
That's
guys.
That's the squad.
Yeah. That was the four of us.
That's a pretty good fucking
Not
squad.
Bad.
I got to say.
That ain't bad.
And we're going to sit here and talk. I mean, that's the tightest squad I've heard.
But we would the East Side Comedy Club, we painted a strike zone on the back in the parking lot, and we would play wiffle ball during the day.
Nice.
And then we'd write jokes and then try and
work. Bozos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go play wiffle ball in the back.
Wiffle ball in the back of the parking lot. And then write jokes.
Yeah.
And then how long did you stay? So did you guys stay in Long Island, or how much were you going into the city?
No, I never moved to the city.
Really?
No, I never. So
that's like for Queens, Long Island. That's like that's a big step. Yeah, moving into the city. That's
Saturday
like
Saturday Night Fever. You
gotta exactly.
You got to get across the bridge.
Dude, getting across that water from somebody from Long Island.
We
is
do
like,
it. Yeah. I'm bridging channel, but this could wash off. I want to be.
Kempestamps.com. Stamps.com. I'll say it one
do
more
it.
Time.
Hit them.
Stamps.com.
Woo, let's go.
We use them. We love them. We use them to send out all the cards. We did it easy peasy, printed them out, packed them up, walked to the post office, dropped them off. We were out of there in 2 seconds. You do not want to waste time hanging around the post office. You want to get in and get out, and Stamps.com can help. Kippy, straighten these bozos out, will you?
I've been trying for months. Woo! Stamps.com, baby. Simply use your computer. Mm-hmm. They print official. I ain't talking fake. I'm talking official U.S. postage 24/7. And you might be thinking, for some letters, for some packages, for any class of mail, certain places, nope. Any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Once your mail's ready, you can schedule a pickup. They'll come pick it up for you.
Wait, really?
I swear to God.
So you don't have to go to the post office at all?
At all. Stamps.com, like the big man said, you'll get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and 66% off UPS shipping rates.
Now that's bonkos.
Not to mention, Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Whew. What are we doing? No brainer over here. Save the time and money. Stop wasting time by going to the post office. Go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. With our promo code GARBAGE, you'll get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial.
Yikes.
Plus free postage. And a digital scale.
Wow.
Kicker, no long-term commitments or contracts. You don't like it, you use it, you don't use it, whatever. But you're going to love it, I'm telling you.
You're going to love it.
One more time, Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in garbage. Mm-hmm. That's Stamps.com, promo code garbage. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. Do it. Now back to the show.
Holy shit.
No, I never moved into the city. Kevin and I got an apartment down by the train station in Huntington.
Okay.
But we were also doing the road because none of us had enough stand-up time to do full college gigs.
Right.
But we could improv, so we did the improv game. So we would both do 20 minutes of stand-up each. That was 40. And then 20 minutes of, you know, like improv participation. So we had a little show that we could sell and do,
smart.
Go to the clubs.
That's awesome.
We got a similar thing cooking.
Yeah, it's kind of what we do on our own.
Yeah. Any questions?
Yeah. Where are you from again, sir? You still a dentist? Okay, moving on. Yeah.
Anyone got pictures of their vacation we could put up?
I got T-Bone. I'll hook up the projector.
Yeah.
What was that like when you, where would your pop take you guys on vacation? What would you guys do?
Lake George, New York.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice, I think.
That's real nice.
Okay, so you leave, you're on a throughway. No, it's beautiful. You're on a throughway.
Such a fucking New York story. It's insane.
We had this little boat, and we pulled it with a Cadillac.
Oh, my God. You are, like, aggressively Italian.
Oh, God.
Pulling a boat with a Cadillac.
With a Cadillac. We got boat and landing where you park the car. There's trucks, there's Suburbans, and there's a 77 Fleetwood Brougham.
Oh,
right? That's
God.
Our car. Right. It's like UPS Brown with a trailer hitch on the back of it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So you guys would go up there.
We'd go up there, and it was we had the boat, and you camp on the islands.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, because my father was in kitchens and bathrooms, we had a running water. He built this little cabinet thing that came right up out of the boat with a pump, and he would drain, because you could drain it right off, right into the ground, mm-hmm. and you just run the water. And you would, and he would. We had a toilet in the boat. My father's like, I'm not shitting in a house.
Yeah.
My fucking bear. I'm not shitting in a house.
He put plumbing in a boat. How are you gonna make the sauce in the boat?
Yeah, can't do it. What are you doing? Oh, that's my mother is trying to cook ziti on a barbecue with tinfoil.
Oh my God.
She's heating.
Have
stuff
you ever
up.
Heard of hot dogs? What's going on?
No,
here? Cooking pasta on
everything.
A grill.
All the relatives are coming up. I got my uncles are coming up. I got one uncle who's fishing off the dock in a 3-piece suit.
He's got a Tommy gun and a cigar.
Yeah. Toby, I hope I don't catch your witness.
It's a fun party until Elliot Ness shows up.
Yeah.
A 3-piece suit. That's fucking beautiful.
But that was the big vacation was Lake George, New York. You camp on an island.
Did you guys ever go anywhere else? Disney World, anything like that?
Went to Disney World once.
Did you?
Because my grandfather, we didn't know my grandfather was sick, and he was down in Florida, so that's why we went.
Nice.
So we went down once. And then that was it.
Okay.
And we drove.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
in
drove.
In the summer?
In the summer.
And the plumbing stuff in there?
No, this is before the thing. Yeah, we drove down.
You're sitting on copper pipe for 18 hours.
Yeah, and I remember thinking to myself, south of the border, how fucking far are we going?
Oh,
yeah.
My God. When you're a kid and you drive more than 3 hours, you're like, where are we going, Mars?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And you can get, and all through North Carolina, you could get fireworks and pecans. Yeah. I did. That was it. Can we get, no! All the nuts you want, nothing that blows up. So that we did that, and then the host farm, there was a host farm in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
You know those resort things?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so we went there once in a while.
Okay. But so eventually your grandfather, they moved down to Florida.
They went to Florida, yeah.
This is like the classic Italian-American migration story.
Yeah.
Fucking Queens to Long Island. Yeah. Grandfather moves down to Florida.
Yeah.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
What they're doing.
Fucking love
Pope
it.
Says we can go. We got the blessing.
I wanted to ask you this.
Yeah.
In your house,
yeah.
Was there three pictures of three different people?
Meaning?
Like, was there like the Kennedy picture?
No. There was
who was it?
Pope Pius.
Okay.
Sinatra.
Of course.
Yeah, Sinatra, Pope Pius.
They're in a row, right?
Yeah. It was only two. It was Pope Pius, Sinatra.
Chef Boyardee.
The Little Caesars guy.
Pavarotti.
Dude, the picture of Sinatra. Yeah. That is so fucking
the one with
school.
The hanging, the mic, and I happen to know his microphone was a Telefunken U-47, that's which was the same one Jim Morrison used. The
so
one he's hanging
funny.
With the hat.
Oh,
yeah.
So the Irish version of that is there Kennedy.
Kennedy, yeah.
The Pope. Everybody
the Pope.
Does the Pope.
The Pope. Yeah.
And then it would be like some Notre Dame coach. It would be like Newt Rockne or something like that. Meanwhile, no pictures of the kids anywhere.
Yeah. And they were always going, it was going up the stairs.
Oh, yeah. The pictures side, going, yeah. up, the
going
stairs.
Up the stairs.
That's this, garbage.
We had a blood red rug, right? Stucco walls.
So with
inside?
The trowel. Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah.
The trowel. With the stucco on the wall, so you'd walk by.
I can
and you'd
smell
catch
that.
It.
Yeah,
oh,
I can
man.
Smell it. Yeah,
dark. This dark wood furniture, and I was like, "Ah, oh, this is Caesar's Palace Casino.
Yeah.
This is where we are. We might as well have a cigarette girl in the kitchen.
Shoot a little bit of craps. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anybody see Maya? Yeah, she's in the Kino bar. You want to go talk to her?
That was the big thing for them. Like after when I started going on the road, and my brothers went to college and they got out.
Right.
They went to Atlantic City. Every other fucking weekend, they go to Atlantic City.
Yeah, they go down there.
They sent the plane for my dad.
What?
Yeah, they were gamblers.
They sent the plane.
From
to where?
Republic Airport on Long Island.
Really?
And you fly down Atlantic City, and you piss away my inheritance.
Damn.
What was their game?
My father liked the poker machines.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want to talk to nobody.
Sure.
Because I'm not sitting at a blackjack table because some idiot doesn't hit on. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
He liked the poker machines. My mother. Like the slots and the poker machines, but then the crap table was. That's where I got it.
What year are we talking? Where they're doing this? Would you say?
Well, I moved to LA in '93.
Okay,
so I would say from '90 till my dad got ill.
Okay,
it was a good solid 20 years.
Of, he was going.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was going. Yeah, and he was everything in my house at Caesar's Palace. The robes, the shampoos, everything.
Yeah, matches, everything.
Yeah,
ashtrays, everything happened.
Dom Perignon all over the place because they sent the gift baskets and they brought them home and nobody drank. My father didn't drink. He was a diabetic. He didn't drink. He's like, I'm going to bring a champagne.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. So the red carpet in the house.
Yeah.
What else are we talking about in there? Plastic on the
No, we weren't that no, we didn't have the plastic on there. We had the copper pots. You know the copper pots
there.
Yeah. And for some reason chickens were big in the kitchen. I don't know why they had chickens on shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had that.
I can picture it,
yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So we had that. And we had the food was always weird because I think we talked about the big thing that we could get as a treat. Remember the variety packs of the little cereals?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They only get those at hotels.
Oh,
yeah.
That was like Christmas. And when we would camp on the islands, my father, we would eat it out of the bowl. He took out, he had his bayonet he got from the army. He go, hey, we're going to have breakfast.
And do it right in the box.
Cut the bowl open, put the milk in, you eat it with a spoon. Outside, like I'm bivouacking with the great Santini.
Oh,
yeah, so we had that. We had the car. We always had a Cadillac. We always had a Cadillac and a plumbing truck.
Always had a Cadillac and a plumbing
truck. That
was
a thing for my dad because my mother got to drive a Cadillac. He's like, my woman will drive a Cadillac. Okay. God bless you.
Yeah.
They were never new.
Sure.
They were always used or evidence or you know, whatever
it was. A
couple
of bullet holes.
Yeah, something.
What was your first car in L.A.?
My first car.
So 93 we're talking.
Yeah, 90.
Had to be something real shitty.
Oh, it was terrible. It was a luxury Ford Escort.
Oh my man. God. They were never nice. Even new, they weren't nice.
No. That's where you find a body.
Oh, it was terrible. Escort. This little thing. Was, if you want to stop and your brakes go out, you just turn on the air conditioner. No power. But yeah, I got that when I went out there. A friend of mine gave me that. So it was a free car when I got out there.
God damn. Good.
The last car I had on Long Island, I bought for my brother. Never buy a new car. It's the worst thing you could do. You can take a hit.
Yeah.
So I bought, and never buy a car for my brother because he's going to overcharge.
I'll remember that.
Yeah, I bought an 85 Turbo Coupe, the Thunderbird. Five speed. You know, that was my comedy
car.
I put almost 200,000 miles on that car because doing comedy, like I said, I would pick up the headliners here in the city. And this is how I work, because I would pick up the headliners, we go to a shitty bar, and then you're supposed to drop them off back at the improv. But I'm like, you're going to take a cab, you're going to get out of a car to get into a car. Oh, you're already here. Let me save you the cab fare. Mm-hmm. And I would drop them off at home.
Nice.
Car was always clean. I was on time. I always opened for them and kept to my time. Mm-hmm. I wasn't dirty, and I didn't ruin the room for them.
Right.
So they would, comics want to work with me.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, no headaches, easy.
No bullshit. Yeah. I'm on time. It's all good. And I get a ride home. So that's how I worked. And that was the car, that 85 Turbo Coupe. So nice. I get my first TV deal to move out to L.A., mm-hmm. and I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, I'm laying in bed thinking at night, you know what, maybe I'll drive, right? I get up in the morning, I put the key in the car, everything goes wrong. Fluids fall out, tires fall off, it's like sunroof. Basically, the car going, I ain't going.
Yeah,
they have.
Fuck
this
you.
Is
get,
it.
Get an airplane ticket.
So that was the move. You didn't go out to L.A. until you got your first TV deal. How many?
No, I did go out. I went out to do TV. I think I went out to do The Tonight Show or something.
Okay.
So I went out to do that, and I went into the city to do stand-up, but I didn't go in right away because I knew there was a difference between Long Island comics and city comics.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get.
There still is now. It's like still like there's like a...
I'm trying to get an image of that. So you guys really didn't do the running around in New York City.
No, not until, because I knew I'm only going to get one shot of making an impression.
Okay.
You know, and I knew that I was, not that I wasn't ready, but I wanted to
be extra ready.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted.
Sure.
And this is my best shot. So I would do the road. And the difference is we're very animated. The Long Island comics, we act shit
out.
It's
performative rather than like your back up against a wall.
Yeah,
brick wall.
We had bigger stages. So we would use shit. There's voices. And it was more like you said, a performance. So I realized when I came into the city just to watch, these are like set up. Punchline, segue, setup. So I started doing stand-up New York. Carrie Hoffman, when he ran it, gave me the late night to host because, you know, the checks were coming out. So you wanted, you know, performance.
You got
to
tap
presenting.
Dance.
So I got to do that. So I went to school just hosting because if I could just keep people from talking loud, it was a good job. But I would see all the comics and I would go in early and watch all the guys, you know, Jon Stewart and all those guys work. And you know, it was like going to school. So then my agent put together a showcase at Caroline's. I said, okay, I got to go do the showcase. I'm ready. I did the Caroline showcase, and I had a great set. I walk off stage. Esty, standing right there. She goes,
hello, come here. You come here. I want you to work my club. You come down to the Comedy Cellar. I give you a spot. I want you to see you at the club.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Jumping up and down. I'm trying to play it real cool. I really think I peed a little bit. Yeah. She gave me a 220 spot. I went down, she gave me a 220 spot, and I was happy to get it.
Sure.
I went down there, and I just, and I remember thinking to myself, all right, this is, if I'm going down, I'm going down both guns blazing.
Yeah, I'm going down swinging.
That's it,
Let's go.
If I'm going to die.
This is it.
I'm going to die with a sword in my hand.
Hell of gunfire.
I'm not going to try and be this. So I walk on stage, and boom, I had a great set.
Nice.
Manny was alive, and Manny shook my hand. It was
crazy.
I don't know if Noam was there, but I remember that flying home, boys. It was
Of course.
You just feel that when you're a kid, and to this day, I still have a big spot
that's
in my heart for
awesome.
Esty.
Of course,
that's amazing.
God damn it, that's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
'90s comedy, it's fucking.
Not when you're going through it. It's nerve wracking and anxiety.
Of course.
But now I can look back. But then,
yeah,
just as fucking nerve wracking as you guys
are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've been successful for like 3 months, so it's still a little nerve-wracking.
Milk it. Fine joying it, you fucks.
What is it, August? Yeah.
All right. I think we should get a little are you garbage
Let's fucking
question.
Get into
Let us
it.
Go.
Let's,
okay. I will. Can I tell you one thing
please,
before we start?
Please. I want to hear it.
I thought of you guys flying in here because I didn't know I pulled a garbage move. I was told by others.
Oh, no. What'd you tell?
I'm on a plane. I had something to eat. Something stuck in my teeth.
First class? You mean first class?
No. The extra leg room. I
the
get
comfort.
The, extra
okay. the comfort.
Comfort, yeah. Not the mint. I was on JetBlue. I'm like, you want the bed to lay down so we can fuck you on the price? Just give me the extra leg. Yeah. So I'm in the, and I like either 6A or 6F because it's the bulkhead and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got it all planned out.
Wait, what's that mean? What,
6A, row 6.
Yeah.
6A and 6F.
There's no one in front of
there's
you.
There's no one in front of you.
Oh, okay, I got
so
you.
So you have that
I'm
whole
with you, I'm
thing.
With you.
You're the first of the commoners.
You're not one of the guys that has to do the emergency thing, though, are you? Is the door right there?
They think I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got kicked out of that.
You did?
Yeah.
Why?
Why do you think, Adam? What are we doing here? Because he's too strong. Hey, sir, you're too powerful.
Sir, we don't want you embarrassing the other passengers when you're saving everybody's lives. So we're in that seat, me and my girlfriend, man.
Right.
Dude, it was brutal. I think we were coming back from Hawaii or something like that last Christmas. And I called a guy over. I'm like, can I get a seatbelt extender?
Mm.
And he's like, unfortunately, you can have the seatbelt extender, but we're going to have to move you because we can't have someone who needs a seatbelt extender in the emergency row.
Yeah. You're not able.
I'm not able.
You're less able.
You can pin me. What do you mean you're not able?
Here's the worst part.
Well, he gets stuck in the door and then no one else can get out.
Yeah, but I clog up the
sure.
hole. Depressurize the cabin. We're cruising.
But nobody can get out if we have to land.
Here's the worst part. Guy makes an announcement to the entire plane.
Oh.
Would anybody mind switching with this gentleman? We need able-bodied men to be able to operate.
He said able-bodied men.
And these two fucking heroes behind me go, I have no problem doing it. And they're like fucking jacked. I'm like to my girlfriend, well, you got to blow these two guys. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Something's got to happen.
Yeah.
We got a couple of Patriots
man.
On board.
And, dude, she was my fucking got in there, put the seatbelt extender on, asked for an extra bag of Cheez-Its, and called it a day. Fucking tough look. All right, so you're flying over.
So I'm sitting there, right? And I get something stuck on my teeth. And I'm like trying to, I look down, there's the air sick bag. Now, the top of the air sick bag
has the
twisty tie.
Yeah, the foil.
I rip the twisty tie thing off, and I'm like, and it's long, it's here. I don't, I'm just sitting there minding my own business.
Mm-hmm.
Just got it. The lady sitting next to me opens up her bag. She's got a case, like a James Bond cigarette case. She opens it up, individually wrapped. You know the floss thing.
Sure, they're great.
She takes one out, closes the case, puts it back, leans over to me, doesn't ask me, just went, take this. Take this. Okay,
now I'm good.
Yeah,
I got it. See, you know, I wanted to do that.
The real trash moves.
That's
the fingernail.
The fingernail.
Yeah,
I don't have the finger. My father used to use a matchbook.
Yeah,
my dad was big on the
matchbook. They all,
which that, I thought the was normal.
Pack. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're at your girlfriend's house when I go, yeah, imagine.
Yeah. Fucking digging in there. Yeah, that's tough.
Steak was a little tough for him to do. All right, so we're going to play a little Are You Garbage here. We're going to ask you a series of questions to determine whether you're trash or not. I don't know, the old school factor so far, I give you a little bit of a pass on that.
All right.
So far. All right. They don't still. You guys don't still own the house that you grew up in, right?
No.
What was the name of the street that was on?
Bluebird Lane.
Pretty nice.
That's Americana, right?
That's
there.
Americana. Bluebird
That's
Lane.
That's apple pie. Yeah. 4th of July.
It's bye bye birdie
Queens.
Shit.
We're over there on Bluebird Lane now.
Yeah, behind the Walt Whitman Mall. So you got to take it's right behind the mall, off of Jericho Turnpike.
Nice. Yeah, what was the name of the grocery store that your mom went to?
Pathmark.
Not bad.
It's all right.
Pathmark. There was a C-Town, too. We'd go there.
C-Towns are... C-Town depends
on
the... It depends on the C-Town. Same with Key Food.
King Cullen. Remember King Cullen?
Yeah.
I've never been, but I hear good things.
There's still a couple floating around. Am I crazy?
Yeah,
or they are?
There are. No, there are, for sure.
Where do you go now? Where does your wife go now?
Whatever those boxes show up at the fucking house.
Oh, that's
really?
Class.
Yeah, she shows up at the Instagram, Instacart thing.
Yeah.
But there's a Vons that I go to for water and stuff, and a Ralph's. I go to the Ralph's and the Vons.
Okay.
And then there's only certain things that she needs at the Whole Foods, so then you got to walk in there.
Mm-hmm. That's the first answer we've gotten where it's all where it's delivery. That's pretty classy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's real classy.
Okay, I got a wife, okay? And so do you. It's coming your way.
Sure, no, she does it. She gets her stuff. I'm an animal. I'll go to the corner store and get my Yeah. My food.
If the wife brings you up in classiness, that's just the way it goes. You picked her. Yeah. So yeah. It counts.
Yeah. I didn't pick her. I just said, I got to lock this up before she changes her mind.
Yeah. Before she sees me picking my teeth with a matchbook.
Is that an Aztec bag?
All right. Are you guys currently a shoes off household or shoes on?
Shoes off.
Right
shoes
when you off?
The wife, shoes off. Yeah, the wife is shoes off.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
I got to walk in and take the shoes.
Okay. What if you have company? Do they take their shoes off? If you're
they take their shoes off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She says, would you mind taking the shoes off?
Yeah. Would you?
They're welcome. We want you to be comfortable.
We want you to relax.
Yes.
Do you have a hard time having people come back to the house after you make them take the shoes off?
They usually come back because they forget their fucking shoes.
I got halfway home. What the fuck? You make me take your shoes off?
Jesus.
My socks are wet.
We had, because we were talking, we had Chaz Palminteri on, and we asked him, we're like, if you go somewhere and they ask you to take your shoes off, will you take your shoes off? He goes, I'll do it. And then we go, oh, yeah, why? He goes, because I ain't going back.
There you go.
They get one, I ain't going back.
There you go.
I got a Palminteri for you, too.
Mm.
All right. Do well. Your friends do well.
Mm-hmm.
You guys,
oh, great.
If you guys go out to dinner,
right?
All right, you, Kevin J., whoever you go out to dinner with, what are we doing? Are we splitting the check? One of you is taking turns
this
doing
it? This
is
what's going to happen. At some point, if they're good friends, if we went out to dinner, I'm going to say, I got to go to the bathroom, excuse me.
Oh.
Then I'm going to go over to the server. I'm going to listen. I don't want to fight with these guys. You take this. Right? You give yourself a nice come back. You bring it to me.
Already ran.
Yeah, it's already done.
Woo.
So it's already figured. So I know. And so you run it right now. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to come back. I'm going to sign it. All right? Anything else gets added. You just okay. So it's done. There's no fighting.
That's pretty classy.
That's class.
That's pretty
classy. Yeah.
That's good.
I like it. That's no splitting of the check and none of that bullshit. I like it.
Yeah. And then if you're out with another Italian, he's going to get mega. You're making me look
I
would have went. I would have went. I didn't know.
Fucking
that's
guy.
Another generational difference, too. Kids go out now. They're, I just had this or I just had that. I remember my uncles and my dad like fighting over it.
Yeah.
And if one of them did do that, Mike, what are you doing? Why would you do that? And then trying to give them the cash.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just different.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's scary is when you're out with like hitters.
Yeah. Sure.
When you're out with like people that are like.
Get mad.
No, I've been at a table and they play credit card roulette.
Oh, that scares the shit out of me.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you mean when it's like a monster bill?
Monster
be like
bill.
Two G's, everybody and, puts it in.
Everybody
and they pull
can,
one out.
Yeah. And everybody can really afford it. But you,
you
can pay the bill, but it's gonna leave a mark.
Oh shit!
So yeah, they put all the credit cards in there, and they're like, oh fuck.
I went to a steakhouse one time for a bachelor party,
mm-hmm.
and it was everybody was doing what like I was obviously. It was like 5 years ago. I was super struggling. I probably had about $150 in my bank account.
Right.
I ordered like a $40 filet, and I'm like, all right, well, this is all I'm having. They start going, shots, let's do shots. It's like rounds of 15 shots. Two rounds, and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I'm going to have to be the guy to be like, how can you put? But one of my buddies, being a gentleman that he was, knew I was hemmed up.
Right, sure.
And was like, I got me, Kevin, and whoever.
Yeah.
Like, just do that. And I was
that's
like,
good.
I'll pay you back.
Yeah,
I'll take four shots of Strager.
He never
you know
saw
what
that.
I, you know what
two
I,
fillets to go.
You know what I'd do when I was on the road? And I was like, I'd be in Florida, and I'd find the timeshare seminars because they gave you the free lunch.
God.
And I would get dressed up, and I would sit for just for the free lunch. And I would sit for the timeshare seminars, and I would just eat, take the card, hang on.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to have to put a check mark next to your name on that one.
That's a wrap.
That's strike right there.
Dude,
that's
Jesus
great.
Christ.
Oh, yeah.
The timeshare hustle.
Sitting there, just have his shoes on. Yeah, I'm interested in buying a property.
Yeah.
Did you ever get caught up in any of the fun things in the 80s? You ever do Hands Across America? No? Go to Live Aid?
I watched it.
You watched it.
I watched it.
You weren't at Live Aid.
I wasn't at Live Aid.
What about a fight at, you ever get into a fight at Yankee Stadium or Shea Stadium or anything like that?
I avoided a fight at Shea Stadium in Loge. We were watching the Mets, and there was a guy sitting there going, fucking Strawberry! Fucking Strawberry! My girlfriend at the time leaned over and go, we're leaving. Why? I said, this guy's got another half of an inning. He's going to punch somebody right next to him. Fucking Strawberry! And there was a guy next to him. And then, like, boom.
To start it.
Started. Yeah. But you can see it.
You can see it. Oh, it's, you can read it.
And it's like, you know, so, and the noise at Shea Stadium would bounce off the upper, you know, you would sit there, and so it's almost like Thunderdome. And
yeah.
It's like, we got to get out of here.
It's frightening.
Yeah.
That was frightening. The vet was frightening in Philly.
They had a jail.
Yeah.
At
the vet. Yeah.
We talk about it all the time. I remember being a little kid going to the vet and being, I thought I was going to fall off of the stadium. That's how fucking narrow the seats were up in the nosebleeds. Yeah. Thought I was going to fall off of it.
Shea was a dump when the Beatles played there. Yeah. They put no money in it.
No. Crazy. What was your first concert?
Oh, my first concert was Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes at the Westbury Music Fair.
I'm going to have to give you a strict one. <Yeah. laughs>
Too many words. That was too many words.
And the only reason I went is because my cousin took me. I was a kid. I didn't know what the hell I was looking at.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Asbury Johnny.
Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. They played with Springsteen. I didn't even know what the hell I was looking at. My cousin took me to the Westbury Music. You want to go? Ma, can I go? I didn't know. I just wanted to get out of the house. And I went.
That's fucking fantastic.
Huh.
Ooh, mom's favorite singer, I assume, was Sinatra.
Sinatra.
All right, it's pretty classy.
My father was Elvis.
Father was Elvis.
Yeah, my father wanted to be Elvis.
Classy.
You ever see Kiss in concert?
No, but I was a member of the Kiss Army. The first
check, please.
I was a member.
This is unraveling quick.
I had the stickers. Kiss Army, come on.
He starts talking about Mustangs. And, you know.
You want a member to Kiss Army?
No.
Why not? You didn't send away? You didn't get Alive too?
That's fantastic.
Kiss Alive is one of the greatest albums of all
Kiss
time.
Alive.
Of course it is. Of course
I
it is.
I got Alive too. Yes. Kiss from the Columbia Record and Tape Club. That's the only one I didn't sell.
I was going to ask you, did you do the Columbia House thing where you ripped them off?
I used to do Columbia House, and then when they wouldn't send to my address, I put my name on the neighbor's address.
Yeah.
And they would send it to the neighbor's address. And then you go to the Tri-County Flea Market and you sell them.
Except
what the fuck? You were flipping them?
What?
You were then flipping them?
Flipping them.
This guy is trash.
Man. Talk about flipping, a fucking 180.
Flipping stolen cassettes at the fucking flea market.
You wouldn't do that?
That's great. I listened to them. That Columbia, what the fuck were they thinking?
Somebody got fired
for that. It had to.
It had to be like the world's biggest tax deduction. Just laws.
Yeah. Could have been.
I mean, because you know in your neighborhood when you have like, you know, those little stores. This is a candle shop. There's two candles there with dust on them. They'd never sell a fucking candle.
Yeah. That type shit.
Yeah.
Any magicians in your family? No?
I've seen a couple uncles disappear.
that was beautiful.
No magician.
Anyone in your family ever involved in a class action lawsuit?
Yeah, I got money.
What?
I got money because my father took Actos or something. He took some kind of diabetes medicine.
Wow. Okay.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Like one of those people. You were a victim of
mesothelioma.
Whatever that is, you know.
Nice.
You know, vaginal mesh, sign me up, whatever it is.
Vaginal mesh is big nowadays. Ooh.
Does anyone in your family say the word idea?
Idea? Yeah.
Instead of
idea. I got a good idea.
No.
Idea.
No. You know, my Aunt Jerry used to go, would say, looka. It's like, looka.
Looka.
I went, looka? I never knew what that was.
Do you, Aunt Jerry, do you have any aunts or uncles that you don't call them by their first name?
Yeah.
What are they?
I had a guy we used to call Uncle Scratch.
Uncle Scratch.
Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah.
That would qualify as not a government name.
Yeah. Yeah. That wasn't
Uncle Scratch. What did he do for a living?
As far as you know.
None of your goddamn business.
Fuck, you're gonna get me in trouble.
Slap the microphone away. I knew
what
this
is
was
wrong,
a setup.
Toby? Hit delete.
Toby was a DJ or something.
Yeah.
Milk with dinner growing up as a kid. Milk with the Italian food? Would that fly?
Milk? No. Milk with the Italian food, I don't think we had because we had the cheese. But if you had like a Swanson Hungry Man on during a week or something.
Ooh, shout out to
man.
You like the Swanson Hungry
Man? Oh, do I ever.
Gino's Pizza Rolls?
Oh, of course.
Where we get the Gino's. We're allowed to have the Gino's Pizza Rolls. That's when you knew mom was tired. Just put the pizza rolls in the toaster oven.
Yeah.
So you get that and you get you have a glass of milk with that. But you never really had milk with the big pasta meal on Sunday.
Okay. Did you guys do the seven fishes at Christmas?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. They got to get into heaven. They sin all fucking year.
That's old school. Do you still do that now?
My mother doesn't. My mother, have some tuna. I'm not cooking. I'm not cooking.
Get a fish fillet.
I used to love the linguine and clam sauce. My mother would make linguine. My mother used to make her own pasta. She had a chrome thing. Well, my Nonna was alive. This one. You want to eat?
I'm not hungry, but you guys can eat.
Yeah. It was a chrome. It would clamp onto the bottom of the table. It was a crank, and they put wax paper out. Ooh. I'll get it. They put wax paper out, and then the flour would go on the wax paper. They take the dough, and they make it long, and they would make the raviolis. Yeah.
Oh, my God, probably starving.
Notch.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they would make the bones. They put neck bones. It was peasant food, Italian peasant food. You put the neck bones in the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, that's where all the good stuff
and the
is.
Flavor. And then for some reason, a hard-boiled egg went in the sauce. Some Sicilian
thing.
Yeah.
Some curse thing. If you, yeah, you don't have it, fuck. You know.
Yeah.
My grandmother, my great, the nonna with the two teeth, she used to put a curse on the mailman because he brought the bills.
Really?
Yeah. She didn't.
What?
She tried to stop the mailman from bringing the bills by giving him the evil eye. She would stand there in a house dress.
This broad's checking out on my end. Yeah. That's
shit.
Pretty good.
Yeah. He bringing a bill. It doesn't work that way. I stop him. Okay.
Hmm. Do you buy stuff at the duty-free shop?
I don't really travel international that much anymore.
Okay.
So.
At the house now, you have the garage. We just talked about that.
Got the garage.
You got the garage fridge? Got a fridge in the garage?
Oh, I got a fridge not in the garage. I got it out in the back. It's not in the garage.
You got an outdoor
out back?
I got an outdoor fridge.
It's classy.
Wait a minute. Hold on. The house, it's an outdoor fridge.
No, it's out. My bedroom's here, and then there's a little, like, closed-in kind of thing.
Terrace
type fridge out there.
Yeah.
Really? Full size?
No.
Little
guy. What's in there?
Little deal. There's water in there. I think there might be an edible or two.
It's pretty classy. Man,
and then you get
that.
The fridge in the garage with the sodas and stuff in it.
You do have that.
Not now, my mother's house. I don't have it in my house.
Yeah.
At your mom's house.
I didn't marry an Italian, boys.
Okay.
What's she? What's her?
I married a Benetton ad. She's everything.
Really?
She's German, Scottish, Irish, Mexican.
Jeez.
Yeah. American Indian. Not enough for a casino. I love it.
Trying to wet my beak over there.
I try to do something like, hey, maybe we can. Mm-mm. So she's everything. And she grew up in San Francisco, so a lot of the stuff that I did, don't fly at the house.
Yeah, it's two different worlds.
Pretty classy having the fridge.
She's fancy, too, my wife.
Outside the door.
Yeah.
She likes furniture from the stores.
Not trash night.
Give away on the sidewalk. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay, have you ever been to a Red Lobster?
Yeah.
Like it?
Now? Yeah, I'll still go on the road.
Okay.
I'll go to a Red Lobster. You kidding? Get that shrimp?
Do we have a summer house? Second property? I know you got the place in New York.
I got the apartment here, but
you got the apartment.
There's
here.
No summer house. Year round.
Yeah.
And okay. I got it for work.
Summer? Do you keep your batteries in the refrigerator?
No. I used to keep cigarettes.
Yeah.
You bulk buy the cigarettes, you put them in the refrigerator. A
freezer fridge, yeah.
And then you make the that in the refrigerator, and then... Did you guys have ice pops when you were a kid?
Of course.
All right.
What am I, fucking asshole? You're
talking about the twin pops? You'd crack them?
The twin pops. Yeah, crack the twin pops. But then my mother would make them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
The ice tray with the saran wrap and
the
toothpick.
100%.
Yeah. Frozen orange juice.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
Has anybody in your family ever won anything? Lottery?
Atlantic City.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No lotteries.
What was the biggest score was there ever a big score that everybody knew about? Other than just
a
regular
jackpot
stuff?
Type thing.
Not
or...
the government, you fucker. What are you trying to do? What are we doing? I talked to my pop once. He goes, we hit. I never got a number.
Okay. Sure.
We hit.
How'd
you do? They don't build those places because they think I'm going to win.
Yeah,
you know, But
yeah,
there was never any, like, you know, he was never standing there with a big check.
Okay.
There was
never
anything like that.
I like it.
Have you ever written your name in wet cement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. All still?
Yeah.
Really?
If I see it.
Really?
On a job, we used to do it. When you put stuff on a job, I'd do it.
That's awesome.
Adam was here.
Yeah.
It's rocks or something.
I'd still do it. Kilroy. Guy over the fence.
They ever forget you anywhere when you were a kid?
No, but I hid in my father's station wagon once to go to work with him. So it's not like they forgot me. I never forgot me anywhere. But they, my father would go drive from Long Island to Queens, and I wanted to go to work with my dad. So I hid under the seat once.
Uh-huh.
And by the time he hit the bridge, he's like, what are you doing here?
Oh,
you're going to work, daddy.
Oh my God.
So no, they never left me.
That's great.
Hmm.
Okay, let me ask you guys something.
Sure.
Did you ever sleep in the car on the back window, on the back deck when you were little? Could you sleep?
I don't think we had a van when I was that little.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't a possibility. But I remember getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's like 92 Taurus or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
Long road trip.
Yeah.
What we would do, they drop the seats,
uh-huh,
put the sleeping bags in there,
uh-huh,
and you were just snuggled in there so you could look out the top of the back window.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh.
What kind of car?
This was It had to be like an 81 Datsun. We drove from...
You're laying down an 81 Datsun.
Upstate Pennsylvania.
Right.
From there, we drove to Dallas, Texas to see my cousins.
Jeez.
In that. Yeah.
How many of you are in an 81 Datsun?
There was four of us.
Four, and you're laying down.
We're laying down. The back seats came down. My mom and dad in the front seat. Me and my brother snuggled in the back seat. And I remember there was trash bags and luggage all around us.
Oh, my
God. We were stuffed in there.
Yeah.
I still don't understand the physics of all of this, to be honest with you.
I would sleep.
Then you added luggage and trash bags. I was out.
We would one here, and then you would put the armrest, which was this big.
Yeah.
And my brothers were small, so they could fit either way on that side with the heads.
I like it.
Yeah. And then you always make believe you were asleep so someone would carry you in your pajamas.
We were just talking about that. That was top notch.
The best.
Yeah.
I'm a grown man. I make my wife do that when we come home.
So good.
You got to earn your keep.
Just care me.
You never felt more safe or slept better in the back seat of a car when like your dad or your uncle or someone was driving it. Just AC on, little smell of cigarettes, maybe some talk radio on.
Yeah, and you would hear him bitching and moaning about something.
Just in the back, knocked out.
Yep.
What do you drive now?
I have a 1990 LS400, which was the first year Lexus came out with the LS400. I murdered it all out, which means it's all black. Mm-hmm. I took out the lights. I put in the cold Euro lights, that are clear lights. I get black wheels. I dropped it down. I smoked out the windows. And I drive around Santa Monica like the Yakuza. I'm in the joke. I have that, and I got my wife's got a little E-Class Mercedes.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
Kids doing all right. Like it. Brush your teeth in the shower?
Until my wife said that's germy and I can't do it anymore. Yeah. The answer is yes.
What about peeing in the shower?
Not as far as you know.
She's listening.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hmm. Sorry.
Is there a painting of the family in your home now?
A painting?
Painting.
No, like but my father. Okay. This is actually... A thing in my house. My father, we had that big cathedral ceiling with the red rugs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, welcome to Beefsteak Charlie's, you know, that kind of thing. And my father got a painting of my mother. He said, you know, I don't know. He went down to the barbershop. There was a guy that had painted.
That's awesome.
And made my mother sit for this painting. And she's got a painting of my mother. And it's like when the eyes follow you.
It's flipping. Yeah, it's too, too much.
And it's hanging right now because they sold the house. And my mom's in one of those 55 and over communities.
Sure.
So there's this giant painting in her condo kitchen that fills the wall.
Yeah,
and it's her.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I told my wife, I said, I'm getting that painting when she goes, she goes, we're not putting it in the house. I said, my father got that. I got to keep it. I got to at least keep it till I die.
That's good stuff. You garden now? You guys have a garden?
I didn't garden then.
No, nothing. No garden.
No gardening.
Okay.
Have you had poison ivy as an adult?
As an adult?
Because that's a bad look if you did.
Yeah.
You're doing something wrong if you're not a landscaper.
Yeah, no. I don't think I had it as a kid all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to get poison oak.
Oak and sumac.
Sumac.
Like, sumac.
I don't know anybody that ever had it. There was a theory that some kid in the neighboring school died from it.
I got them all. I got every single one of them. I had it senior week. I got it down the shore. I had poison ivy all over my face down the beach. No idea how I got it.
How do you get poison ivy on a beach?
I'm telling you, I have no idea. We drove from, we literally left after graduation. We got in the car. We drove down to the shore. Woke up the next day, my whole face was covered in poison ivy.
Did you drive through the woods?
Yeah. No. I have no idea. Right. I had to go to the hospital and get a shot.
Jesus.
Brutal.
Mark that down.
How many pillows on the bed? How many pillows do you sleep with? Like, you got the nice pillows, you put everything aside.
Oh, you can't use the nice pillows. My wife will shoot you. Of course. Kidding? Not the nice pillows. I got one of that little rolly thing, that half moon pillow.
Okay.
And then I got one old shitty pillow that she's dying to throw out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it still has feathers. It's this soft little thing that I don't get rid of. So I'll go with 1.5, 2 if you want to mark it that.
Not one between your legs? Not one holding one?
I do. I dislocated this shoulder.
Okay.
So I got one here, too.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Fan on you while you sleep?
I would like one, but one for the breeze and the noise, but we don't have it. The white noise is pretty cool. You know what I used to get used to? The old shitty air conditioner I had as a kid, because it would go, and then it would drop a gear, go, and I'd say, it's going to get cold
over,
now.
It's great.
Oh, now it's getting cold, and the noise is going to keep the monsters away.
Yeah. Just need something to drown out the fear, baby.
Yeah.
Are you currently in a beef with a neighbor?
In California, no. California, out here in my apartment building, they know not to come near me because.
Really?
Why is the thing? It's the middle. I got an apartment here, right? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I said it. Boom, 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 boom. I got up and I'm half asleep.
What the?
Boom, boom. Guy opens the door and I turned into my father. My eyes dropped and I went, "You want to lower that, please? Do you want to lower that?" And the guy went, "Okay."
Older guy, younger guy? You're like
younger kid.
Yeah, younger kid.
But yeah, in you know,
not in LA.
I don't know who my neighbors are.
Yeah, that's
I know
LA
what they name their Wi-Fi. That's what I know.
Yeah,
and that's good enough for me. Yeah. I don't need to know any more than that.
What's the fridge situation at the house in California? What do you got?
I got one fridge in the kitchen.
Stainless steel?
Yeah. She's got a stainless fridge.
Double opens this way?
Yeah, one of these.
Nice.
Yeah, I got that.
I like
it. And I got that little one.
You got the little one, yeah.
The little one.
It's class.
It's nice. Hmm.
I think I got it at a radio station, to be honest with you.
Which one? The little one.
The
little one,
yeah.
That's kind of trashy, I got to be honest.
What's the range? Viking? What are we looking at?
What, the range?
The stove.
It's gas. I don't know who the hell.
Okay.
I know I paid for it. That's all I know.
Is there an island in the middle of the kitchen?
Yeah. Staten. Yeah, she's got the island.
You got the island.
Yeah, I got the island.
Very nice.
And how many cars, car garage?
It's 3-car garage, but I don't have any cars in there.
But you got 3-car garage.
Yeah. But there's one of them.
One of them is a studio.
Yeah, one of them is that you guys were in.
Pretty sharp, man. Pretty sharp.
Right. Look at you. We don't know.
I kind of do know. Have you ever been ghost hunting?
I'm a grown man.
Okay, just asking. Just asking, Adam. I'm trying to get a
read. I wasn't brought here for this.
No, I've never been ghost. Have you seen a ghost?
No.
Are you also
a grown man?
I don't think so.
What does that mean?
My grandmother's basement. You know when you're scared to go in the basement when you're a kid?
Sure. There's definitely ghosts down there. Let's be honest.
So my grandmother had a place in Queens. There was a basement down there, and the boiler room was down there. And, you know, and my father could always make the boiler work and the hot water heater, so he'd have to buy a new one. Well, he'd smack it with something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd come down there and hold a tool. So I would go down there. You know, we had the light and everything. So once he forgot something down there, he was down to the boiler room, and I got shit scared down there.
Yeah.
To go get whatever he forgot, a wrench or whatever. And I went down, and it was dark, and it was like the boiler was making noises and shit. So it wasn't like, you know, there was something there that scared me.
Sure.
And
Even the thought of it.
Yeah, felt a little like, I
get the chills.
There's only one way to leave a basement. That's sprinting up the steps.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Have you ever saved a cigar box for storage?
Shit, yeah. I still got them.
Yeah, you have.
I still got.
Yeah, you
have. Arturo Fuentes Chateau Naturals. I know.
Yeah, there's like your passport, a book of matches in there or something. Yeah.
There's baseball cards in there, too. I'm not throwing this away. Maybe one day.
It's like an uncle's Purple Heart.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Jerry Grody card. One of the old catcher for the Mets. Ed Cranepool. You know. Yeah, I got that. I got, I have a 1933 World's Fair can opener I got when my grandfather died.
Damn.
I took it before my cousin did.
Yeah.
That's how I got it.
Yeah,
that's in there.
It was a run on the bank.
Before they fleeced the place.
Yeah.
This is a Andrew Schultz-inspired question.
Go ahead.
What's your watch situation like?
My phone. I don't have a watch.
Yeah.
No watch?
You don't do watches?
I don't do watches.
I'm the same way.
Any jewelry other than the wedding ring?
This is my wedding ring. And this ring, my mother gave to my father when they got engaged.
Oh, wow.
And when he died, I took the ring, and now that's my wedding ring.
Nice.
But that's it. That's only because I don't like shit hanging off
of
me.
Same way. I don't even wear a wedding ring.
No?
No, yeah. Well, I bought one for like $9 the night before we got married, and I was just like, I'm never going to wear that. I got it on Amazon.
Does your wife get angry at you?
No, she doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, that jewelry situation for me, even the wife doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
She's got it.
He said that with a little resentment. She's got it.
I got it.
I got it for her. She's got it. She don't even wear it.
Why am I?
It's a cigar box.
Yeah.
All right, I got two from the Patreon.
Let's do it.
All right. So, guys, as you know, when you join the Patreon, we will ask your garbage question on the air. This one's from Brian. My question is, do you or anyone in your family walk with a limp?
I did, yeah.
You did?
I did, yeah.
For what?
I just, when I was born, one of my legs had to catch up to the other one.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. And it settled itself out?
Yeah. Well, I got it, you know, I had a lift in my shoe.
Really?
So, yeah.
But yeah.
Wow.
You don't still have it though.
What? No, I still got the little bit of the lift.
Really?
But I still got it.
Nice.
Not nice. Birth defect. That's gotta be worth
damaged
something.
Goods.
Kippy, we got him now.
Yeah.
What other injuries did you have when you were a kid?
Yeah, that's
you,
a big
broke
one.
My wrist three times.
Doing what?
Once I fell off, you know, that boat that we had in the backyard? Fell off of that trying to pick up flour for my mother for Mother's Day. Bang, we're in the emergency room. Once I fell off the fence, Levittown, my cousin Scotty lived right by the schoolyard. So you could, it was a big fence, uh-huh. 9-10 foot fence.
Jumping fences.
Jumping fences. Went over.
Some kid of every group always gets hurt
jumping
a fence.
But every, like, it was always in the summer, and I always started the school year with a cast.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did you ever save any of the casts after you got
for a while? And then the smell, would you? Because people sign them. They would always
the
sign them.
And stuff, especially in the summer.
Yeah.
It's bad.
And then you got the hanger. Don't use the hanger. I'm using the friggin' hanger.
I would use a roller, I would get in with
yeah?
it. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the wooden ones?
Yeah.
The fold up wooden ones?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'd save them for a while, and then you go. Because, you know, your friends signed them and everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
then you got the cats where you couldn't sign them, like the colorful ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
They were always real fancy. They were like the kids when they got the...
I had a glow-in-the-dark one.
Ah, fuck.
You what?
I had a glow-in-the-dark. I was in a cast for like 2 years. My
what?
Whole...
Parachuting accident?
2 years. I don't
yeah,
know
it just what the bone wasn't healing. They were like, oh, if it, they just kept trying. Then I ended
on your
up
arm?
In my hand here.
Okay.
But... They were like, if it doesn't work, we'll have to try surgery. They end up having to have surgery. But I just kept, I had to get a new cast every like 6 weeks for like
glow
18
in the
months.
Dark cast.
Yeah. So they were like, hey,
nice,
we got to
huh?
do yeah.
Were you like one of the early adopters? Look,
yeah.
Let's see if this works.
Worst thing, I was 25.
Really?
I was at parties with chicks. Like, yo, turn the lights off.
But that's like the kids that when they had braces, they got the colored rubber bands.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Hmm. Never had braces.
No.
No.
Right.
I had that appliance. I mean, we talked about that appliance. It's like it pushes.
The night brace?
No, it was a metal bar that ran from side to side across the roof of your mouth. And then your mom would have to put a key in there and turn it.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's like medieval. It's called a palate expander.
Crazy.
And it push. You literally feel your skull cracking open every time. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
my
yeah.
God.
You had to turn it every day for like 6 months or something.
Jeez, come here. Let me wind your
yeah,
face.
Dude, it was hard.
Hey, Frankenberry, get over here.
Yeah. It was a fucking scene. Oh. I was a real cool kid. I don't know if you're picking up on that.
Yikes.
I got one more from the Patreon, and then we can call it. This is from Sideshow Bub. Anyone in your family ever held back a grade?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You?
No.
Brothers?
No, cousin.
Cousin.
Yeah, held back a grade.
What grade?
I don't remember. You know, it's like he was a kid, but yeah. Here's the thing with school. I'm not going back. What do I got to do to get through this?
Yo, sure. Yeah, I was the same way. Let me get the fuck out of here.
Let me get out of here. I want to go to work. I want to get out of here. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Adam Ferrara Kippy, what are you thinking? Come on.
Dad.
What?
Italian garbage.
Yeah, he's trash. The kid's Long Island trash all the way. I mean, the boat is the boat with the Cadillac. That's genetic. You can't come back from that. Your kids are going to have that. Their kids are going to have to live with that.
The Cadillac with that became a pickup truck.
Yeah.
The lift in the foot, not to sound insensitive, but that put you over the top.
Yeah, right there.
The fence, that's beautiful.
The fence, yeah.
Your uncle fishing in the three-piece suit.
Yeah.
Your mom trying to make the macaroni on the fucking grill.
Yeah. Still saying you'd write your name in wet cement.
Yeah.
Come on. You wouldn't do that if you had the opportunity. You wouldn't break a stick off and just go.
Come on. I'm trying to be a gentleman.
AYG, baby.
At AYG, that's what.
Yeah.
Buddy, thank you so much for coming and sitting
this
down with us.
This was a fucking blast.
Anything you got? Anything you want the folks out there?
Yeah,
lay it on.
I will be at the Chicago Improv. I have Hilarious in Cleveland coming up. Levity, you guys are going to be at McGoobie's. Tour schedule, go to adamferrara.com. The Adam Ferrara podcast, you can catch the episodes with both these gentlemen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
fantastic podcast.
Thank you for having me, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
Man, it was a fucking
I love
blast.
What you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thanks
this was
lot.
Absolutely amazing. It was absolutely fun. Thanks for going over all the comedy stuff. That was
really cool.
That was fantastic. Kippy, what do you got for him?
At Kevin Ryan Comedy on all social media. And then, you know, patreon.com, YouTube, iTunes. There's merch available. And come check us out at a live show.
Gang, we love you. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.